Okay, I'll share about bringing ministers to Korea. So we were in Long Island, New York, doing the, well, it was a home church Providence, and we're also reaching out to the ministers, and most of our ministers were the black ministers. And so we, I was chosen to go to Korea, and I went with two black ministers that I knew. And we went to Japan for 3 days, stayed at the Tokyo Hilton, you know, it was all nice and everything. And then in Seoul, Korea, I think also a Hilton. And they heard testimonies all the time. They were there and heard divine principle, heard about Father. And it wasn't all black ministers there. There were some white and also some Mormon and some Seventh-day Adventists. So, yeah, there was a mixture there, thank goodness. I mean, it looks kind of funny if, you know, only people responding to us are the black ministers. Yeah. But anyway, some of the responses were a little challenging. One was a black Baptist minister, and I invited his wife to come too, but he was upset at me because he was thinking to go to Japan and do the communal bath with the women and all this. So he said, I'm going to get you brown. But another minister, he understood everything we were saying, and it really upset him because he felt like Jesus, he had been lied to. You know, if Jesus didn't come to die, if, you know, his purpose was not to die on the cross to save us, but he came to live, and that kind of thing, it really upset him. He understood what we were saying, but it made him feel like my whole life is a lie if this is true, you know. So it wasn't always like people heard the truth and then they were changed. It challenged people, you know, challenged them to their soul. Because, you know, they've been leading people all these years, the pastor of their church, telling them with all their whole heart, this is why Jesus came. He came to die and to, you know, take our sins away. And, you know, so just that experience, you know, it's a short story, but, you know, there were challenges there also.
I think your point was to plant seeds.
Yeah. And of course, you know, some of those ministers that we're witnessing then are still with